Selena looked at Grace and clucked her tongue. See, I told you one day it would come in handy. Oh, yeah, Grace said with a laugh. Like I knew back then that one day you were going to conjure up a Greek love sli- Grace let her voice trail off as she realized what she'd almost said in front of Julian. Embarrassed, she bit her lip.
It's all right, Grace, Julian said quietly.
Still, she knew it bothered him. There was no way it couldn't.
I know what I am. You can't offend me with the truth of it. I'm actually more offended by the word Greek than I am love slave. I was trained in Sparta and fought for the Macedonians. I made it my habit to avoid Greece as much as possible before I was cursed.
Grace cocked her head at what he'd said, or more to the point, what he hadn't said. There was nothing about his childhood.
Where were you born? She asked.
A tick started in his jaw, and his eyes darkened ominously. Wherever his birthplace had been, he didn't care for it.
Very well. I'm half Greek, but I don't claim that part of my heritage.
Okay. Big nerve there. From now on, she would drop Greek from her vocabulary. Back to the black nighty, Selena said. There's a red one over here that I'm thinking would look a whole lot better on her.
Selena, Grace snapped.
She ignored her and led Julian to where the red negligees were kept. Selena picked up a sheer red baby doll number that was split down the front and only held together by two ribbons at the shoulders and one in the middle. Crotchless red panties and a lace garter belt completed the ensemble.
What do you think?
Selena asked as she held it up in front of Julian. He gave Grace a speculative glance. If they kept this up, she was going to die of embarrassment.
Would you two stop? Grace asked. I'm not wearing that.
I'm buying it for you anyway, Selena said in a firm voice. I'm relatively sure Julian can get you into it.
Julian gave her a droll stare.
I'd rather get her out of it.
Grace covered her face with her hands and groaned.
She'll come around, Selena said conspiratorially.
I will not, Grace said from behind her hands.
Yes, you will,
Julian said as Selena went off to pay for the red negligee. There was such arrogance and assuredness in his words, she could tell the man wasn't used to anyone defying him.
Have you ever failed? She asked.
The teasing in his eyes faded, and she saw the veil come down over his face. He was hiding something with that look, she knew it. Something very painful, judging by the sudden tenseness of his body. He didn't say another word until Selena returned and handed him the bag.
Now, she said, I'm thinking some candlelight, nice mood music, and...
Selena, Grace said, cutting her off, I appreciate what you're trying to do, but instead of focusing on me for a minute, can we talk about Julian?
Selena glanced at him. Sure, what about him?
Do you know how to get him out of the book? Permanently?
Absolutely clueless. Selena turned her attention to Julian. Do you know?
I keep telling her it's impossible.
Selena nodded.
She is stubborn, never listens to a word said unless it's the word she wants to hear.
Stubborn or not, Grace inserted, focusing on Julian. I can't imagine why you'd want to stay cursed in a book.
He looked away.
Grace, give the man a break.
That's what I'm trying to do.